This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the frauds going on in the name of digital arrests. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, the Prime Minister stressed that the investigative agencies, along with the state governments, are working together to deal with such frauds. During his address, the Prime Minister shared a recorded conversation between a victim and a fraudster, illustrating how scammers pose as police, CBI or narcotics officers to create fear and extract personal information. The Prime Minister outlined three steps to digital security to safeguard against digital fraud. Stop, think, take action. World Animation Day is being celebrated today. During his address, the Prime Minister highlighted India's growing influence in the animation industry in the world. Mr. Modi called upon the citizens to strive to make India a global animation powerhouse. The Prime Minister exuded pride in the nation's youth for creating original Indian content that reflects the country's cultural heritage. In Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about the legacies of two great heroes, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda, announcing year-long celebrations for their 150th birth anniversaries. Mr. Modi extended warm wishes for the upcoming festivals, including Dhanteras, Diwali, Chhath Puja and Guru Nanak Jayanti. He also encouraged everyone to embrace the vocal for local mantra by supporting Indian-made products this festive season. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah yesterday appealed to the people of West Bengal to change the government of the state in the 2026 assembly elections. He said if BJP wins the election, then illegal infiltration through Bangladesh border and corruption in the state will end. Attending a party meeting program at Eastern Zonal Cultural Center at Salt Lake City of Kolkata, Mr. Shah asked the leaders and workers of BJP to increase the membership of the party. Congress has released fourth list of 14 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls scheduled for November 20. The party has given ticket to Ashok Jadhav from Andheri West Assembly seat, replacing Sachin Sawant. Sandeep Pandey will contest from Nalasopara Assembly constituency and Dattatre Bahirat from Shivajinagar seat. The deadline for filing nominations for the Maharashtra elections is Tuesday. The Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 will be observed across the country from today to promote probity in public life and achieve a corruption-free society. The theme of the week is Culture of Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. It is observed to create greater sensitivity about the need for ethics and transparency in governance and public administration. The observance of the week will commence with pledge taking by public servants in the ministries, departments, PSUs, banks, and all other organizations. During the week, several functions will be organized to create awareness against the corrupt practices. Every year, Vigilance Awareness Week is observed in the week in which the birthday of Bharat Ratna Sardar Vallabhai Patel falls in. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi said that 185 lakh metric tons LMT of paddy fixed for Kharif marketing season 2024-25 will be procured and not a single grain of paddy will be left out. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Joshi announced that an online portal for grievance redressal of rice millers will be launched shortly so that any difficulties faced by the stakeholders can be addressed promptly. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 347 at 8 p.m. In a step towards spreading awareness about dyslexia, the Rashtrapati Bhavan, Parliament, India Gate and other government offices have been lit red. This happens every year in October, which is International Dyslexia Awareness Month. At the Japan Para Badminton International 2024, India's star shuttler Sukant Kadam won a gold medal in men's singles and a silver medal in men's doubles alongside his partner Dinesh Rajaya in Tokyo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.